Hello and welcome to A Voice of the People, live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today? Thank you for tuning in, and hopefully you will enjoy the show. I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com, and I'm live right now on that TuneIn app. And you can download that TuneIn app on any electronic device, and once you do, in your search bar, please type in WWGH. I'm live right now in the studio if you would just like to be a part of the show by calling 740-383-9944. Okay, if it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a faithful listener and supporter, hi, how are you doing out there today? Are you getting ready for Thanksgiving? The snow is over for the moment. I don't know if we're going to have snow for Thanksgiving, but it would be nice if we did. I kind of enjoyed the difference of weather, even though it was chilly to the bone. But hey, it's warm again. So, you know, just be careful how you enter outside because, you know, this is the season where people get the flu and the allergies and the runny noses and even COVID. So just be careful out there. Well, like I said, I'm Linda Sims and this is A Voice of a People. My car's getting fixed and I have my little rundown sheet in my car, so I don't have it with me. But supporters that we have along with you as Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, and Jackie Peterson, LogosChristianMinistries.com, their ongoing announcement will be free produce this Saturday starting at 12 noon until 2 p.m. That address is 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Or check their website, Logos Christian Ministries, www.logoschristianministries.com. And also, we're still lifting up prayers for people who are having health issues and struggling, people who have lost loved ones, bereaved families, and anyone else that you know that needs prayer. We're just going to ask the Lord to intervene on their behalf and meet them at the point of their needs in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, I can and will share with you some things about October, November, in my next, in the second hour, but I do want to do a thought for today. Yes, I like to do a thought for today. If I can spell it, thought. Remember thought and through and though in English class, you know, you got a T-H-O-U-G-H-T and T-H-O-U-G-H.
They all look alike.
I know. I used to struggle with that. Oh, my gosh. Just thinking about going back to school in those days. You say, okay, now I pulled that up on the wrong thing, and it didn't give me what I needed. Come on. My phone is froze. But anyway, I'll bring that to you later. I just want to turn my thoughts toward my guest today, Glenn Coble. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear. So glad that you found your way here. And we were able to get our schedules together, right?
Yeah. Well, I have a sister-in-law and a wife that both have me doing errands all the time. I was supposed to go to, or I was asked to go to Scott's show last night, but at the last minute, my wife said, no, we've got to go shopping. Had to go buy a new stove.
Oh, my. Yeah, it was time to go shopping then, right?
Yeah, well, it hadn't worked for a year, so.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, we didn't need it. That's what microwaves are for.
Okay. But, I mean, there is a different kind of cooking with microwaves
than
it is with
different.
A stove.
Yeah.
You know, I think a stove is more healthier.
The microwave?
A stove is more
stove.
Healthier.
Yeah. I'm always worried about getting
radiation and
getting
all
something
that.
Off of that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, well, kudos
I'm
to
here.
Your wife. Yeah, she got you out there to get that stove. Well,
yeah.
Good. I know she missed it.
She didn't too much.
Really?
No.
It's a lot of work in cooking.
The first couple of weeks she missed it because she didn't know how to transition. But
okay.
Once she got transitioned over to doing only microwave, We moved right along. And we did have a toaster oven, so.
Oh, okay.
We used that.
That was some help, too. So yeah. Is she doing a turkey and all that for the holiday?
I don't know what we're doing for the holiday. She fell down about 2 or 3 weeks ago and really hurt herself.
Oh, my.
And she's almost fine now. Almost, not quite. It caused some problems. And so we haven't decided about Thanksgiving. I think we'll have it all at our house.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a 1,100 square foot house, and we bring in 11 guests, and they all sit around our dining room table that we have to extend out into the living room because it's too small. But it's great fun, and
yeah.
It's lovely to see the young people, and it's nice to see my kids again.
Yeah. Of course. Of course. They usually come home for Thanksgiving.
Always so far.
Well, yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's real good. We need our family.
Yeah, we do.
You know, sometimes I think that's all we have is our family and close friends, you know.
It's really important that you keep your family relationships. I don't understand. I have friends who hate members of their family, and I don't know how you do that. I mean, what can some brother or uncle do to you that makes you hate him? Now, I understand in these times of Trumpism and that sort of thing, the problems with political disagreements, but you should leave that outside when you come in for Thanksgiving. And that's what it's Thanksgiving. It isn't time to bellyache at other people. So.
Right. It's time to be thankful. You know, a lot of people have a trouble resolving old differences
Well, and a lot of people say to me, well, you're not a religious person, you shouldn't even care about Thanksgiving. No, that's one of my favorite holidays because I get to be with my family and people I love.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Wow. Yeah, I mean, I almost asked you, do you celebrate Thanksgiving because of your position, your religious position? I almost asked you that, but...
No, of course. It's not Christian Thanksgiving, it's Thanksgiving. And
absolutely.
I still think of myself as a Christian anyway, so... it's...
That's half the battle then, what we're talking about then, right?
I enjoy being with people, and especially my own people.
Of course, yeah. Of course. I do too. I think we're going to be separated this Thanksgiving, but my siblings, three of my siblings live in Marion, and I usually invite my sister over and my brother over. Now, my other brother in Marion, him and his wife, they'll have their own Thanksgiving with her grandkids and stuff.
Is that a problem for you?
But sometimes I wish they would come over. Yeah. You know? But I tell you what, I'm this type of person. I'll go over there.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not the type of person that sits on the sidelines and bellyache because my sister or my brother is not here. If I want to see them, I know where they live.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, my eldest son lives in Worthington.
Okay.
And you would think that we would be together on every holiday. We hardly ever get together on holidays because I have to go to either California to see my youngest son or go to North Carolina to see my daughter, or he has to go see his mother-in-law and father-in-law up in northern Ohio. Mm-hmm. So we just don't get together. But usually right around his birthday, which is the 9th of January, we do get together, and that's when we celebrate his Christmas. So.
Okay, and there's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah, no.
Nothing. You know, that's still your close-knit family.
Yeah.
And you don't have any animosity against one another. You love and embrace one another, you know. Right.
It's interesting. My daughter-in-law is a Mennonite. Now,
what is that?
A Mennonite. A Mennonite is kind of like a... Oh, I'm trying to think what the name... like a Quaker, but different, but like that. Kind of unique, very conservative side of the Christian religion type people.
Mm-hmm.
But her family is kind of a moderate Mennonite, so we don't have any problems there, but my son can't stand to go to her family house up in northern Ohio because it's just too much religion for him.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
Okay, like a Quaker.
Well, it's really not, I can't describe it very well. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I mean, I should. You know, there's so many different types of religions and sects of religion. You can't keep up with all of it.
I don't even try.
That's what I'm saying. I can't. I'm gonna look that up. Quaker.
Yeah, please do.
Wow.
I can't. It's really not Quaker.
I don't
Quaker.
Even know how to spell it. How you call it?
M-E-N-N-I-T-E,
Mennonite?
N-I-N-T-E, I think. I don't know.
All right, Mennonite. We will ask Google.
Yeah.
And they'll probably tell us what that is.
Okay.
It's good at doing that type of thing.
That's the nice thing about Google.
It is, isn't it? Wow, you never get lost in things. So, how have you been doing politically?
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard question to answer because I really am not active politically anymore. I'm not running for any office or anything.
I know.
But
let me ask
I still have the same beliefs I always have.
Right.
And I'm very, very disappointed with our current administration. So it's hard for me to get involved and support what we're doing right now. So I can't understand why we need to blow people up in their boats in the Caribbean without even knowing who they are. I don't understand why we... Actually, if I were the ruler of the world, there wouldn't be borders. I believe in an open society. I truly, and I know a lot of people will call me a communist or something because of that, but I believe that we should all, like the Bible says, welcome the stranger into our home with love. There is no reason in the world why we should hate a person who is from Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
None. But we do because somebody told us we shouldn't like them. What logic does that give you? And I know you're a very Christian woman, and I can't imagine that you would believe you should hate anybody, nor people that you in your church. I imagine the minister doesn't get up and say, okay, you can love everybody, but... No, you love everybody.
Well, and you have to know this, too. Everybody has a difference in belief about different things.
Yeah,
different true. Subjects, even though you may be in the same church.
Yeah, but it doesn't make them bad because they believe differently.
No, it doesn't make them bad. It doesn't make them bad, you know. I have a girlfriend. She says, well, who's going to take care of all these people? They need to get all these people out of here. So I don't basically agree with her stance on that, illegal aliens and stuff, but that's how she feels. Mm-hmm. You know, there's too many people in here, and who's going to take care of them and things like that? Well, she'll say, I can't take care of them. Get those people out of here. But
I can
take that's how some people feel, you know. And
I can take care of one. Can you take care of one? We can take care of everybody.
Well, I don't think that's been
a
problem.
No, I don't either.
Those people come here and work.
And
some of those people come here with money.
Yeah. Yeah. There are very, 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 very minuscule number of those people that come here to do wrong.
Sure.
And I've never met a person ever that was not American that I didn't think was a nice person. Everybody's a nice person if you give them a chance. Now, there are people, I'm sure, that are evil.
Oh, of course, definitely.
And I stay away from them.
Especially if you know in advance, right?
Yeah, especially. Yeah. I don't go near them if I know in advance. Yeah,
and I get that. Yeah, I get that very... I mean, and that's true because there's good and evil in the world, and there's nothing we can do.
I don't know why that is. I don't understand.
It was a plan God had when he created the world.
Okay.
He wanted people to love him for himself. So he gave man opportunity to choose good and evil.
whatever you believe.
Well, that's, if you read the Bible, it's in there. So well, it depends on what part you do read in the Bible. You know?
And it also depends on what parts you think are right and what parts you think are old tales. And a lot of the Bible are old tales.
Like, you think so?
The Old Testament is
really
obviously an old tale. Okay.
Okay. It's about creation.
What you don't. Surely you don't believe the world was created in 7 days, do you? Oh, my.
When okay. One day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years is as 1 day.
Okay, then it's not a year. It's not 7 days. As I know it.
There you go. As we know it. That's so true. Because it's all about the plan. And we just... Do you remember this song years ago, "The Whole World is a Stage"? And everybody plays a part.
I remember it on the peripheral, yeah.
The stage is set, the curtain goes up, and here's the scene.
I did not
understand what it was saying then, because I was like young girl, you know, listening to regular pop music in the day. But that was the lyrics when it first started out. So over the years, I've been able to relate to this song. Because this world is a stage, and we all are playing our parts. We don't even realize that we're actors.
Well, I was an actor for for a few years when I was young.
Right.
And so my world is that.
Yes, all of our world is that. We just didn't realize it and don't realize it.
Yeah.
We're all playing a part. We come here for a certain amount of time, and we leave here.
Definitely gonna leave.
Yes. There you go.
So you ought to do the best you can while you're here.
Better do it. Better do it. Absolutely. That's great. So I guess I did want to ask you, I didn't have this on my mind when we were supposed to meet last time, but the shutdown. Do you think that what do you think the Democrats were thinking when they did not sign the bill? We'll start there, and then I'll go on.
Sign which bill? I mean, there are a lot of bills.
Not the bill, but to fund the government. Remember when the government...
Well, I think they were holding out for what they thought the ACA...
Affordable Health Care.
Yeah, that they didn't want that to be changed. And apparently the Republicans wanted to change that completely. And I agree with them. I think that is not a birthright, but it is a human right to want to have health care. Mm-hmm. I personally think we should give it to everyone for nothing.
Well, most countries do have free health care.
Almost all.
We're the only ones don't.
So that's the way I feel about it. I think the extreme right wanted to do away with it because they saw people abusing the system. Now, I was brought up to assume people were good, and people that think that other people are abusing the system obviously were brought up to think that not all people are good, and are not even most people are good. I think everybody you shake hands with every day, you should think of them as a good person.
But how do you abuse the healthcare system when you're in the doctor, you have health issues that should be proven? You got to go through tests and all those type of things. Like if you go in there and have a headache, they're going to give you a brain scan eventually if they can't find out the root of this problem, right? So how do you abuse the healthcare system?
Well, I come from a family with three doctors in it. And there are people that do abuse the system. And it's not that they're doing it maliciously.
Okay.
There are a lot of people that just like to have somebody hold their hand, and that's what they think health care is. And
is that abuse, though?
I don't think it is, no. But a lot of people do think that's abuse. You know, I'm not paying for him to go get his hand held. You know, that type of attitude.
Well, that's what a therapist is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But there are a lot of people that think other people are taking advantage of the system by going in too often. And we saw a lot. I remember Grandpa commenting on certain patients, mm-hmm. every time we'd go see him, he'd have some comment about Mabel. And I'm making the name up, but it was the same lady every time because she was in his office almost every week.
Hypochondriac.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And it was kind of abuse, but he took care of her.
Right.
But he learned to take care of her quickly and move her on.
Right.
And I think that's what...
Because he knew her.
Yeah. And got to know her very well.
Right. And basically, you know, there was always something wrong. She thought something was always wrong with her.
And
so that's,
If you think something's wrong with you, there is something wrong with you.
Something, yes.
Yeah. And that's why people think those type of people are taking advantage of the system. Well, they're not really. They need the help.
Yeah.
You and I don't need the help so much. I've been very lucky. I've lived almost 80 years without... I have two major health things right now, but they haven't bothered me, so I'm...
Right.
I'm good.
Amen. Amen. You know, and I'm thinking about Mabel.
That was a made-up name.
I believe that. And I'm just going referencing back to that person.
I don't remember what her name was.
But anyway, some people need the assurance they're okay. And it's not what you think it is. It may be something else.
Sure.
I know a girl who can sit and listen to other people's ailments and take them
and
on.
Get it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
my
wife is like that.
Is she? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I hate to have her listen to shows where somebody is talking about being ill.
Right.
Because all of a sudden, a day or two later, I'll hear her with the same
symptoms and all that. Oh yeah. My gosh.
And she's a lovely lady. She just...
I believe it.
She just takes it on.
Isn't that something? I know a girl like that, too. And she's like, I'm like, come on. Does that mean you have to have it? I think I got it. You know, and they can tell you about the pain and where it's at and all that kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah, it's imagined, but it's there.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that your wife was like that, too. But
not badly.
Right.
But enough that I don't really want her to listen to that type of show.
Too much, yeah. Too much. Well, that's good. That's good.
But she can listen to whatever she wants to because she's tougher than I am.
Yeah. She's a woman. Most women are pretty tough. They are.
Yeah.
They may not always exert their strength, you know. We don't have that
muscle.
Oh,
my wife does.
She does.
Ask her sons.
Oh, my gosh. Well, she's assured of who she is, and she has a stance in her family, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, we love her.
Yes, of course. And she only wants the best for everybody. I
know
that.
Right.
And I don't know her, but most mothers are like that, and wives. They just only want the best. So they're looking out for everybody.
That's right.
Yeah. Right?
They're a mother of the world.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So now the next question is, do you think that they should have caved in, like people are saying? They should not have caved in. The Democratic Party should not have given in because all these people were without work. Federal people were without work. The airlines had shut down, and they had canceled like over 1,000-something flights, and people were stranded. There were people who live in Marion that were stranded and couldn't even get home because of the airlines. It took them 2 days to get home. So what do you think about that? You think that had an impact on the Democratic Party and Chuck Schumer and them saying, okay, we'll go along with you if you do this?
I was disappointed at first, and then I started to hear there were things that the Democratic, that group of Democrats got out of the deal, one of which was to get a new time to negotiate the ACA instead of doing away with it, which is what the Republicans wanted to do. And so, yeah, and like I told you, I spent the night last night thinking about what I was going to talk about today. And I think we've gotten to a point, much like in the 1920s, we thought we knew everything. We thought we were everything.
Mm-hmm.
We thought money would never run out. And then the 30s came along and just blew a hole in everything. And so I think we're at that point where we need to ignore. I'm trying to work this so you understand what my thinking, but we're trying too hard to worry about other people and what they're doing wrong, we got to think about our own, what we're doing wrong. And I think we're at a situation much like in the 30s when FDR came along. He thought we needed to control several things. And people hate that to this day. I remember my mother, or grandmother and grandfather were very well-to-do. And they hated FDR because they were of the class that got what they wanted. And we've gotten to a point now. I know I'm going off the subject, but
we've
gotten to a point now where people, everybody thinks they should have what the next guy has. And I've never felt that way. I was lucky. My mother never felt that way. My dad, as a minister, never felt that way. And so I've always felt that we live on your life. Don't worry about what other people are having or what other people may hold in front of you. If you're going to worry about other people that need a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And that's what I try to do. Now, right now, I think we've gotten to a situation where we need to learn, we need to go back and control these monopolies. We really need a new deal again. I think we need to look at our freedom of press. Now, we may say we have freedom of press, but we don't. We have people that intimidate them kind of on the sly. They don't say, you can't do that. But there are things they can do that make you say, ooh, if I do that, I might get my hand slapped.
Right.
And I think we need to make sure we have more freedom of the press. I think without the press, the United States never would have made it. I believe that's the fourth arm of the government. Mm-hmm. We need to start looking at what a real living wage is. You know, paying somebody, what is the minimum wage now? $7.45, something
right.
like that, an hour? You can't live on that.
No.
Nobody can live on
no.
that. You have to have at least two jobs if you're living on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then your wife has to have...
And then you're short.
Yeah, then you're short. We should want to take care of all of our citizens from our, I don't mind helping the rich people out if they need a hand. Usually they don't, but sometimes they do. I don't mind helping out the little kids that have nothing, that are living off the streets in New York and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you care about helping them out? There are people that hate the idea of helping somebody living on the street because they say they're lazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're lazy at all. Right. They just haven't had the opportunities I've had. And people forget that. They think everybody has the same opportunities that they have. And they don't. We're not all wealthy. And wealth is not distributed evenly. And I wouldn't want it to be. I'm glad that we have incentives mm-hmm. by, if I work harder, I get a little bit more money. But I also think if I'm working hard and I just happen to be in a situation where I'm not going to get any more money,
right.
That's not a good thing.
Right.
And I think we need to start thinking about taxing the wealthy. We do not tax the wealthy at the same rate that we tax the poor. And I don't want to hold that against being wealthy. I've had wealthy, like I said, my grandmother and grandfather were wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Not in today's standards, but they were back then. And I don't think they should be taxed inordinately, but I think we should all be on a similar tax schedule. I know we are. Back when I was a kid, not a kid, but back when I was in my 30s, the highest tax rate was 90-some percent, 90-91%.
Mm.
Now it's down to 35%.
Right.
I mean, that's an amazing difference. Now, I know that people back when they were taxing them 91% had all sorts of benefits, ways to get around that.
Mm-hmm.
But still, there should never have been a 91% tax rate.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. So last night was a very industrious night for me, and also a very confusing night. I knew when I came in here I was going to be confused in all my thoughts, so excuse me if I sound incoherent.
Okay. You're doing just fine. I mean, I'm like that almost every day.
Well, join the club.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard for me to get my words out or what I want to say, but hey, I keep it going. I don't apologize much about it, but
that's what radio is all about.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
Keep moving, right?
Yeah, you were surprised that I've been in radio since I was 16. I'm now almost 80. I've loved radio, even though I know I was never going to get rich in radio, and I may not even be that good in radio, but I do enjoy being on the air and talking with people and listening to their problems and having them listen to my problems.
Right. Wow.
I don't want to lay a guilt trip on anybody, but I don't mind people hearing what my problems are.
Right, or your thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe your solution to things, you know, which was what you just went through, which is basically a Democrat, what they consider the leftist stance.
I am a leftist.
Those three categories, you know.
We have never had a war under a leftist.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, they've always been under right side thinking. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Right, and they said, I forget what it was, Reagan. Reagan is the one who started this Reaganomics from the top down.
Yeah, and that's really worked.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they're so wealthy now, you know, because they're feeding themselves. They're at the top, and they continue to feed themselves, and they look down on the people that's on the bottom, and
look at our administration.
That's what I'm saying.
They've gotten so wealthy since he took over as president. That entire family, I guess they've doubled or more than doubled their family incomes. Jeez. If I was in Sunday school, my Sunday school teacher would have cast aspersions upon my character if I thought that was good. Oh, well. I'm sorry.
Well, you don't have to apologize for that, because it should not be about how much money I can make from the people. I take money out of this program. So what are you going to do with the money that you took out the program? How much money is going on the deficit, if any at all?
Yep.
That's my stance. If any at all. You're cutting down these programs. You're firing people in these situations and circumstances. And you're taking away their living wage, right? And they'll get jobs. I don't know what kind of jobs they're going to get. Now you're telling us that AI is going to take over those jobs. So where are the people going to fall as far as getting employment, being able to house themselves, being able to have transportation, being able to have insurance to cover the transportation and the homes that they live in? So, and I hear also you want to set up things to take away what people own, their homes. And you just live in it and rent. That's out there too.
50 years mortgage. That's what was proposed yesterday.
Right, 50-year mortgage.
Now that is absolutely ignorant.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's what
30
I'm saying.
Is too long.
So how far is too far?
Yeah, don't know. Yeah, I would love to do, I think the saying money is the root of all evil.
Love.
Yeah, the love of money is the root of all evil is absolutely correct.
Because they'll never have enough money.
Yeah.
They'll always want more. They'll always want more. They'll always do more.
I've never wanted money. I don't know why. I guess it's because my dad was a minister and it wasn't that we didn't have money.
Well, if you didn't have a need.
Yeah.
You know, it's different. If you don't have a need.
The need was to have my mom there and my sister there and my dad there and I guess my brother there.
Right.
My brother and I. Didn't see, he was a very right-winged person, so we didn't see eye to eye, but I loved him. But
right.
Anyway.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
At least you love one another.
Oh, yeah. Oh, when we did. Right. One of the phone calls I remember in my life, one of the very few phone calls I can actually put my finger on when it happened, I got a phone call from my sister-in-law, Marcia. And Marcia said, John would like to talk to you. John was my brother. And sure, put him on. She put him on, and he said things like, hi, Glenn, How are you doing? I love you a lot. I just wanted to call you to tell you that. The next day he was dead. He knew he was dying.
Who did that?
My brother.
Really?
And so I knew that my brother always loved me.
Oh,
so.
That is something.
Well, I was glad he called me. I'm forever thankful I got that phone call, that I got to tell him I loved him, too. Mm-hmm. So he knew when he put his eyes, his head on the pillow and his eyes closed, his brother still loved him.
Yeah. That is good. That is good.
It was good.
That was sweet. Really sweet. Well, hey. Now
are
you
we
know.
Getting close? I noticed you looked up there at the clock.
I have to make sure you know how much time I do have, because I wanted to go somewhere else.
Okay.
Because did you finish all your
points that you
wanted to cover?
Well, it took me about 2 hours last night to cover it in my head, but yeah, I covered.
I got it all down. And those are good points. And I just know that there's just something in the atmosphere, and I think we all can feel it. It's a shift in things.
And that's not always bad. Right now, it's rough. I don't.
It's because of pressure. It doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't.
So if it was a good thing, it would be a good pressure. But it's like I don't even know how to explain it. But I think I'm not the only one that feel it. I put it like that.
I think change is always uncomfortable for us, especially big change like national change,
right,
which is kind of what the current administration is trying to do. I think they're starting to see that they're going to fail. I believe that. 6 months ago, I would have thought we were on our way to a monarch or a dictator. Right now, I'm a little bit more hopeful that we're on our way to shaking those cloths.
Well,
but
yeah.
I hope. But I've lived long enough to know that there's always things that are going to make you feel like, uh-oh. And this is one of those times. So you got to get through it. If you can't do anything to change it, it's kind of tough, and we really don't have much control. The current citizen has very little control except for his vote or her vote.
Oh, yeah.
And they did vote.
They changed, turned some things around during the election, November the 6th, you know, by putting in more Democrats, you know.
Almost all Democrats.
All Democrats,
I was very
okay.
disappointed that... locally, we had one that didn't make it, Azario.
Mm-hmm.
He did not make it, but I don't know of any Democrat that was on the ballot in the state other than him that didn't get elected. And I think that was a pretty strong statement.
It was a pretty strong statement.
Yeah.
Marion is basically got that a stronghold, I think, here.
Ignorance is hard to defeat, and that's we're trying to defeat ignorance.
Right.
And I don't mean you're ignorant if you live in Marion, or that I don't even think that you're ignorant if you happen to be on the other side of the aisle. It's not something you have any control over. Your own intelligence, you can develop it, but it takes years and years and years, and so. I never hold it against a person if they disagree with me on political things. Now, I might hold it against you if you think you can drive through a red light while I'm trying to go along, but
right.
I might hold my car against you by accident.
That's true. And that's understandable as well. Okay. Now, you said something that I didn't expect.
I'm in trouble.
You're not in trouble. But you said you consider yourself a Christian, and then you went to the Old Testament as being fables or old wives.
No, I don't believe it's fables. It's just old tales.
Old tales. So that's like, what's the difference? Old wives' tales or you mean not
fables
the truth?
Fables imply that it's all made up. Old tales mean that it was told in an old-fashioned way. Since most of the Old Testament was put together way before Jesus came on earth, if you're a Christian, you have to understand that. It doesn't mean it's given to you by Jesus Christ, the Old Testament. Now, people that believe in the Bible that way, that's fine. If it makes you a better person, who cares? That's all I care about. And I believe that the Old Testament was written by men, not women. That's a problem right there. But it was written by men back 4,000, started about 4,000 years before Christ. So I think you have to take them as guidance, not as rules. And that's the way I look at the Old Testament. And the reason why I say I am a Christian mm-hmm. is because I follow the teachings of Christ as set forth in the New Testament, which aren't always true, because most of the New Testament things that were put down at least 80 years after Jesus was passed. So you have to take everything with it, not a grain of salt, but you have to take everything with a little skepticism and trying to learn more, and that's all I'm trying to do.
Is learn more. Yeah. I like that, Glenn. Okay. You're trying to learn more about Jesus, right?
I'm trying to learn more about people as well as right. Jesus, as well as Muhammad. I want to know more about.
Well, and I understand that, and like I told my grandson, there's nothing wrong with educating yourself. There's nothing wrong with getting knowledge and gaining knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. But it does not get rid of our foundation.
Old knowledge, yeah.
The original knowledge, the old yeah. knowledge. Because
now the old knowledge may be suspect to questioning.
And then you said also guidance. The Old yeah. Testament is a lot about guidance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, and also the Old Testament is like, okay, New Testament, John, the book of John, St. Mm-hmm. John, first mm-hmm. verse, in the beginning was the Word. Mm-hmm. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
Okay.
So, what became flesh and dwelt among us? Jesus did, right?
Well, that's what.
Yes.
That's what the Bible implied says. In the Bible.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. But it says, even in the beginning, He was. So that would mean the beginning of creation. And if you read that, just that first chapter of John, the book of John, is the history of Christ, and it goes all the way back.
I'll have to read it again. It's been a long time since I've read the Bible, but I'll look at it again.
Thank you, because it's a challenge to you. So when you read
it's not a challenge.
I'm challenging you, okay? So when you read that first book of John, then I want you to go to the first chapter of Genesis and read first verse.
I've read that recently, so
right. So that's the reference. It goes back and forth. That's what the Bible does. It goes back and forth. One, the Old Testament reference, the New Testament.
But you have to be careful, because the Bible also goes back and forth between lies.
Well, if you believe.
I don't believe in lies.
If you believe.
And I don't believe in made up history.
Right. If you believe, which is, I have something else to give you.
Okay.
1 Timothy 3:16.
Okay.
I want you to look that up. 2 Timothy 3:16. I want you to look that up.
I don't think I've ever looked up Timothy. Or I've read it, but I don't think I've ever paid much attention to it.
So, if you look up those two, it will lead you on a journey that you opened up a door to me today to
good,
the Lord.
Good. Well, that's what I'm here for.
Right. Because, you know, I hear our president saying, well, if I'm good, maybe I'll make my way to heaven. But you can't work your way to heaven. You can't. You can't work your way to salvation. You can't do it. It's impossible. There was a price that was paid for us. Did you need me to write it down?
Or no, I just put it on my phone.
1 Timothy 3:16 and 2 Timothy 3:16.
Oh, 3:16, not 3:15. Okay.
Right, 3:16, both of them. There's a 1 Timothy 3:16, 2 Timothy 3:16. And the first book of St. John. And then you need Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Amen. Let's move on then. But, you know, a lot of people call the Democrats cowards because they gave in to Trump. But there was a reason, and I think I understood the reason why they did that.
Yeah, I think they did it. I'm sure I would like to have been a fly on the wall. I'm sure they did it with reason. I don't think they did it because they were afraid or anything. I think they did it because it was the better of two choices that they had at the moment. If anybody's going to be a coward, I'm going to call the Republicans who are following our administrator
the yes
tooth
man.
And nail.
The yes man.
Yeah.
The yes.
And if you're a yes man to power, no matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, you're a coward.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in being a coward. I try very hard not to say, to be a coward with my stance. And a lot of people don't like my stance, obviously. But I'm not going to apologize for it, but I'm also not going to change it. I will keep trying to understand why other people think I'm wrong.
Right. Right, and that's what it's about, you know? And if I am wrong, show me or tell me,
you know, how, I'm easy to move.
Right, how to not be wrong, you know? And that's how I am. And if I'm wrong, I don't mind apologizing. Say, oh, forgive me, I was wrong about that, you know? It doesn't make me any less than a person. I think
no.
It makes me stronger.
It does.
And helps me to strive.
Makes you smarter.
Yeah, it helps me to strive for, you know, perfection. Even though I know I'm not perfect and I never will be,
well,
but
I might
can get better.
I might be, but I'm only a few steps away right now.
Okay. At least we know we can get better.
Do you believe
right?
that?
Right. At least we can get better. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So hopefully, our time is almost up. Time goes so fast when you're having fun, right?
Yeah, it does.
Right.
Yeah. So I enjoy coming to the show. My wife says, "Oh, you got to get up early tomorrow." That was yesterday. Oh, yeah. And my first thought, oh, God, that means I have to get up a half an hour early.
Right.
But I always have a good time when I get here.
Good. I'm so glad you do. I enjoy you coming. I really do. So you want to schedule a time for next month or after Thanksgiving?
I probably better not, especially now with the seasons changing.
I know.
And we were going to drive to California, but
we're
not going to be able to do that now. We're going to drive to North Carolina.
I don't blame you. That's a long drive.
Both ways is a long drive.
Yes.
North Carolina is only one day.
Right.
California's five.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I'm sure you would stop and stay over.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it going.
Yeah, we have a chain of cheap motels that we stop at all the time.
Okay.
Every night. After about 450 miles, we stop and...
So you've done this before, just
lots of times. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right then. Well, Glenn, we are out of time. We have a few seconds left. Thank you so much for coming
for
and sharing
me.
With us. I have enjoyed you. I'm sure our listeners have enjoyed you. You have a safe trip home.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WGH Talk. Have a safe and blessed weekend. Until next time, be blessed. Thank you.